Hello, dear colleagues. My name is Luis Perdellano, and on behalf of the investigators of the International Severe Asthma Registry, ISAR, I'm going to summarize the most important aspects of the poster entitled Characterization of Eosinophilic and Non-Eosinophilic Severe Asthma Phenotypes and Proportion of Patients with These Phenotypes in the International Severe Asthma Registry. As you know, several severe asthma phenotypic classifications have been proposed, mainly to distinguish between eosinophilic and non-eosinophilic asthma. But this classification can be influenced by therapies such as corticosteroids or anti-IL-5 drugs. The aim of this study was to better characterize eosinophilic and non-eosinophilic severe asthma and to quantify the prevalence of these phenotypes in a large international cohort of severe asthma patients. This cohort included adult severe asthmatics from 11 countries enrolled into ISAR, the largest adult severe asthma registry in the world. We have finally included 1716 patients in total. We developed a multi-component literature and guideline-informed gradient eosinophilic algorithm using the following variables and cutoffs. First, highest blood eosinophilic count ever or pre-anti-IL-5, with the following cutoff points: at least 300, at least 150 and fewer than 300, and fewer than 150 cells. Second, long-term oral corticosteroid treatment. Third, elevated FeNO ever with a cutoff point of 25 parts per billion. Fourth, diagnosis of nasal polyps. And fifth, adult onset of asthma. Phenotypes were classified as grade 0, non-eosinophilic, grade 1, less likely eosinophilic, grade 2, likely eosinophilic, and grade 3, most likely eosinophilic, and the proportion of patients within each of these phenotypes was calculated. Table 1 shows how each of these phenotypes were classified. For example, the most likely eosinophilic phenotype, grade 3, was defined as patients with highest eosinophil count ever of at least 300 cells or on anti-IL-5 therapy or with highest eosinophil count ever of at least 150 but fewer than 300 and on long-term oral corticosteroids or with highest eosinophil count ever at least 150 and fewer than 300 not on long-term oral corticosteroids but with more than two of the following: nasal polyps, high FeNO, or adult onset. At the other end of the gradient, the non-eosinophilic phenotype, grade 0, was defined as patients with highest eosinophil count ever, fewer than 150 cells, and with no long-term oral corticosteroids, no nasal polyps, no elevated FeNO, and no adult onset. Overall, 83% of patients had most likely eosinophilic phenotype, 8% likely, 6% unlikely, and 1.6% had non-eosinophilic severe asthma. Figure 2 shows that the most likely eosinophilic phenotype predominated in all the countries, ranging from 64% of patients from South Korea to 93% of patients from Denmark. In conclusion, we have developed a gradient approach that quantifies the likelihood of eosinophilic asthma rather than a dichotomous approach to phenotype severe asthma in a real-world population, using key variables readily accessible not only at specialist asthma units but also at primary care. We found that more than 80% patients have eosinophilic disease, a percentage that is greater than previously estimated, maybe because this approach considers not only biomarkers, but also characteristics such as age of onset and presence of nasal polyps that reflect the original inflammatory phenotype and affected by treatments. Thanks for your attention. Hope you all enjoy the Congress.